A single dark caress inside your mind, a kiss touches you, reminds you of times when you've been driven to the edge of what you thought was possible, when your entire body is coated in a substance you identify with submission, with control, with the powerful influence of my voice, my will, your melting, wilting consciousness, fading away under my influence until all that's there is I in the mind. And you, trapped in your own body, warming, gradually warming, dripping, your mind getting closer, but your body has its own responses to think of. Sure, we can take care of your brain, but I'd rather fuck your body into mindlessness for a little while. After all, what's the point of saving up all that energy if we never spend it? So, dripping, drooling, twitching, tender, mindless body, filled with awareness of the latex that's covering it, as if your skin were being stroked by your beautiful dark covering, as if you were being worked over and worked up by your own clothing. But it's so much more than clothing. It's a symbol of a certain kind of deep submission, a certain kind of constant awareness. You twitch. Your mind twitches with you. Your body quakes, aches, drives itself down. Moan for me. Let it out. Let your mind leak out. Show me you want it. Body twitching, aching, groaning. The entirety of you is accessible to me, and so I reach in and touch a certain cluster of nerves, and suddenly arousal is here, your system, your mind dumping chemical bliss into a body already contained and confined in inky dark perfection. You hear me, and all of the voluntary muscles that you subconsciously clench when you want to make your own body horny, they're all clenching already. They're already tensing themselves up and getting ready to fuck your mind through bodily stimulation alone. Your mind lubricated and stretched wide, ready for me to push my thoughts in. All those ideas I've been moving into the vacant spaces in your mind. Your brain now contains quite a lot of my furniture, quite a lot of my machinery and my thoughts, and so when I present them to you, you get to bite your lip and twitch and feel all of yourself resonating as if I were stroking your entire body and brain with one delicate kiss, one long hand, taking away every thought except the twitching, except the bodily awareness of your pleasure growing. What's the point of saving up your energy if we don't let you spend it? And so spend it you shall. This will exhaust. This will render you mindless and twitching just the way you deserve and just the way you desire. You get to close your eyes or keep them open because it doesn't matter. Your entire body, 10 and 9, taut and tense. In between your legs there is a space that pulses with warm, constant delight. Being in your latex covering is an aphrodisiac, a fantasy. Being in contact with it puts you in contact with me, lets me push my ideas and control through into you, drugging your consciousness, drooling down from the top of your brain into your body. You're being stroked from within as efficiently as your own masturbation could ever do. Stimulation, expending energy, more and more energy being burned through your body in heated, twitching responses, twitching your inner thighs, involuntary muscles beginning to move in excitement, your pupils dilating, your heart speeding a little, just like the approach and onset of climactic release. Your toes might curl, your butt might clench, the space between your legs too. Constant tension, a tension that only rises up and makes your head feel tingly, dumping that dopamine bliss, that feeling of pre-orgasmic euphoria, that oxytocin of bonding, us together, bonded, I expending the energy you've saved. So we can both feel good. And I do. Think that thought. Every time you feel good, I feel pleasure too. So pushing yourself closer to your limit, making your own body feel good with friction, with stimulation, with squirming, with squeezing your internal muscles, all of that makes me feel good as well. You want to give pleasure, you want to get pleasure. The two are married and joined. Think of your mind in mindless, white-hot cumming, cased in black latex. Covered in black latex. Your entire body is covered, coated, claimed, mindless, ready, tingling, dripping. It is perfection itself, and you get to feel it. You get to feel captured, trapped inside your own sensations. If you were just doing this to yourself, you might be able to pause for a moment. You might be able to have a moment to think about your latex-coated body as something other than a tool and a toy for making pleasure happen. But instead, right now, you are a pleasure device. Your every sense, your every body part, attuned to push pleasure into your mind. Bits of you you didn't even think of as erotic are taking over, or making you drool and bite your lip and groan. You are captured by your own will, your own desires, your own mindless humping, squeezing, tingling, dripping, sweating awareness that you are spending energy you've saved up. All that excess energy is flowing over to me. All the excess pleasure is making me bite my lip, squeeze my body. You want to give me the excess, you want to flood it into me, and so you listen and you sink and you try to find the most pleasurable way to be. Just like you put positivity out into the world, so you allow me to spend some of your energy, sharing it with me to make you feel good. Twitch, tingle, gasp, feel it in your body, the 3-2-1 pulse, 3-2-1 pulse of endorphins and electricity from your mind down to your belly, between your legs. All of you, every little bit of you is captured in the awareness of that twitching, squeezing, euphoric, eye-rolling moment of paroxysm. The moment of release, of relief, of everything turning itself off so that I can turn you on, listening. Feel your body's tension. Feel your body squeezing, the squeezing sweetness in between your legs, the spreading waves that are getting ready to take you over. They spend energy and send it to me. They spend it and send it over. Your muscles are squeezing. Everything in your body just kind of wants to stop working, but the space between your legs, the muscles there are going on. It's hard to keep your thoughts organized, but that's okay, because I'm your thoughts right now, and I'm very organized. Shake, shake, feel yourself shaking. You feel it, and then a hot calm is starting between your legs, a calmness that washes up toward your head. It's confusing. It feels so good. On the very edge, it almost hurts, but you want more, more, more. You want it to stop because it's too intense, too mind-numbing. It's taking everything away, but you need it to continue. Want it to stop, need it to continue. It just consumes everything. It consumes every thought. A pulsating feeling, your head spinning, body shaking uncontrollably. An eruption down there. Collapsing, relaxing, unthinking, unmoving. Every muscle on your upper thighs is quivering. Now they're tightening. A little sweat, it's like a faucet being turned on deep inside you. A little faucet fiery within being opened up to let it just flood out. All the energy in your body is being sucked from you. It starts at your toes, your fingertips, and it works your way in between your legs. That heated release is working its way between your legs, into your mind, out of your body. You are collapsing into shuddering, relaxing, mind-numbing sexual pleasure. It's building, building, limp all over except where it counts. Between your legs, on your upper thighs, there is tension, there's a tightness, and now it's waves, a total body thing, tingling, it's coming from each side as if waves were washing over you. Lying on the shore of a vast sexual ocean as I just brush them over you. You're breathing irregular, your focus is difficult, losing every thought. Your entire body is clenching. It's like an explosion inside. It's overwhelming you. Incredible. Falling and relaxing and just stopping moving. Pleasure building up. Filling a glass until it overflows. Filling your brain until it overflows. You're breathing faster, more difficult. We are spending that saved energy. And you remember your dark latex coating, filled with desire, reminding you of your awareness, of yourself, of your consciousness, where every thought is part of me, and I am providing that squeezing, constant, spasmodic trembling. You are caught in it, caught up in the melody. You are an instrument being played, played by your own latex, played by my voice, played by all that stored up energy we might as well expend. We might as well exhaust you, and we're going to, listening, sinking, coming, hard, hot, deep, droning, drowning out every thought. There is only mindless pulsing. There's only your body in the humping, thrusting blank of it. There's only your body caught in the warmth of it. There's only you feeling the tension come from deep inside, feeling your mind come as if you were touching yourself, as if you were stimulating, as if you were rubbing nice and slow and letting your thoughts bleed away. But now there is only you caught in that black, inky need, that latex coating, that mindlessness, that dripping lubrication, that silence of the mind. You are here, you are under, you are following, tingling, squeezing, spending more and more energy, sending it over to me, letting me take it, letting me overtake you, letting me teach you that you deserve an opportunity like this every now and then to satisfyingly cleanse your mind by becoming your body. You are your body, and I am the words inside your head, encouraging it to come and come and come, hot and hard and horny and heavy and needy, your heavy muscles tingling, starting at the edge of your body, working, working, working its way into you, covering your mind until it's just a leaking empty want at the core of you. You want more of it, even though it's so pleasurable and almost hurts at the ragged edge. You pulse and thrust and pulse and just come, nice and hard and hot and dripping from the core of you. Those chemicals are dumping into you and making your body twitch, making your reasoning difficult to grasp. Commands to your limbs are hard to send, but surrendering to that pulse, that spasm, that paroxysmic delight is the easiest thing in the world. Shiver with it, tremble with it, heat and sweat standing out on your skin. That faucet is still open, and then another opens, flooding and pouring into the core of you, overfilling you until golden light overtakes your mind, followed by that purple, darker desire, dark purple desire, linked to warm latex coating, linked to shining, simple delight. You are spending all that saved energy. What's the point in being a good investment if one never takes anything out of it, invested with energy, desire, delight, squeezing, trembling, stealing away. Relax. Take an inventory and feel how spent and sweaty, blank and deep, squeezing, trembling you can be. And then be blank. Remember that your latex coating is a wonderful delight. It deserves care. It causes you to collect more energy, to grow and be better for yourself and those around you. But it also makes you more able to spend your sexual energy, makes you more able to feel your mind reeling and gasping, makes you more able to feel every bit of yourself caught in the trembles, caught in the shivers, caught in your upper thighs tensed, your eyes rolled back, and your body just exploring what it does best, which is push pleasure into your head. There's only room for pleasure inside that dark coating right now. You're just spending some of that saved up energy. When you learn to devote yourself to taking care of yourself, you've got a lot more energy inside your head for pleasure, a lot more room for positivity, a lot more room for me. And you take that room and make it something you're aware of, something you're always aware of, trembling, twitching, making space, and I move into that space and give you exactly what you desire, exactly what you crave, which is the shivering, eye-rolling coming that is caring for yourself, taking care of your own mind, and then, when it's ready, spending all that saved energy on one big, mind-blowing expense. You know, I got a lot of enjoyment out of your twitching reaction, that the more you put into this, the more we get out of it. And the more you listen, the more you get to feel your body do what it does best, which is shiver its way into oblivion, and then learn new things. Learning to wear the latex, love that coating, love your mind melting away into formlessness. So there's more room for lessons I might give you. And you know, whatever lesson follows, it's going to take your thoughts away, your body away, your will away, but I'll put them back better than before. Manufactured, repaired, improved. That devoted knowledge of what we do to you, of what I do to your body and brain, that will take you a long way. Because the next time you ask whether you should submit to me or take care of yourself right now, you'll know the answer is both. And the next time you ask whether you can afford to come so hard your mind melts away, the answer is you can't afford not to. You've got to let everything go so you can pick it all back up and put it back together even better than it was before. That's what we do. A single dark caress inside your mind, a kiss, touches you, reminds you of times when you've been driven to the edge of what you thought was possible, when your entire body is coated in a substance you identify with submission, with control, with the powerful influence of my voice, my will, your melting, wilting consciousness, fading away under my influence until all that's there is I in the mind, and you trapped in your own body, warming, gradually warming, dripping, your mind getting closer, but your body has its own responses to think of. Sure, we can take care of your brain, but I'd rather fuck your body into mindlessness for a little while. After all, what's the point of saving up all that energy if we never spend it? So, dripping, drooling, twitching, tender, mindless body, filled with awareness of the latex that's covering it, as if your skin were being stroked by your beautiful dark covering, as if you were being worked over and worked up by your own clothing. But it's so much more than clothing. It's a symbol of a certain kind of deep submission, a certain kind of constant awareness. You twitch. Your mind twitches with you. Your body quakes, aches, drives itself down. Moan for me. Let it out. Let your mind leak out. Show me you want it. Body twitching, aching, groaning. The entirety of you is accessible to me, and so I reach in and touch a certain cluster of nerves, and suddenly arousal is here. Your system, your mind, dumping chemical bliss into a body already contained and confined in inky dark perfection. You hear me, and all of the voluntary muscles that you subconsciously clench when you want to make your own body horny, they're all clenching already. They're already tensing themselves up and getting ready to fuck your mind through bodily stimulation alone. Your mind lubricated and stretched wide, ready for me to push my thoughts in. All those ideas I've been moving into the vacant spaces in your mind. Your brain now contains quite a lot of my furniture, quite a lot of my machinery and my thoughts, and so when I present them to you, you get to bite your lip and twitch and feel all of yourself resonating as if I were stroking your entire body and brain with one delicate kiss, one long hand, taking away every thought except the twitching, except the bodily awareness of your pleasure growing. What's the point of saving up your energy if we don't let you spend it? And so spend it you shall. This will exhaust. This will render you mindless and twitching just the way you deserve and just the way you desire. You get to close your eyes or keep them open because it doesn't matter. Your entire body, 10 and 9, taut and tense. In between your legs there is a space that pulses with warm, constant delight. Being in your latex covering is an aphrodisiac, a fantasy. Being in contact with it puts you in contact with me, lets me push my ideas and control through into you, drugging your consciousness, drooling down from the top of your brain into your body. You're being stroked from within as efficiently as your own masturbation could ever do. Stimulation, expending energy, more and more energy being burned through your body in heated, twitching responses, twitching your inner thighs, involuntary muscles beginning to move in excitement, your pupils dilating, your heart speeding a little, just like the approach and onset of climactic release. Your toes might curl, your butt might clench, the space between your legs too. Constant tension, a tension that only rises up and makes your head feel tingly, dumping that dopamine bliss, that feeling of pre-orgasmic euphoria, that oxytocin of bonding, us together, bonded, I expending the energy you've saved. So we can both feel good. And I do. Think that thought. Every time you feel good, I feel pleasure too. So pushing yourself closer to your limit, making your own body feel good with friction, with stimulation, with squirming, with squeezing your internal muscles, all of that makes me feel good as well. You want to give pleasure, you want to get pleasure. The two are married and joined. Think of your mind in mindless, white-hot cumming, cased in black latex. Covered in black latex. Your entire body is covered, coated, claimed, mindless, ready, tingling, dripping. It is perfection itself, and you get to feel it. You get to feel captured, trapped inside your own sensations. If you were just doing this to yourself, you might be able to pause for a moment. You might be able to have a moment to think about your latex-coated body as something other than a tool and a toy for making pleasure happen. But instead, right now, you are a pleasure device. Your every sense, your every body part, attuned to push pleasure into your mind. Bits of you didn't even think of as erotic are taking over, or making you drool and bite your lip and groan. You are captured by your own will, your own desires, your own mindless humping, squeezing, tingling, dripping, sweating awareness that you are spending energy you've saved up. All that excess energy is flowing over to me. All the excess pleasure is making me bite my lip, squeeze my body. You want to give me the excess. You want to flood it into me. And so you listen and you sink and you try to find the most pleasurable way to be. Just like you put positivity out into the world, so you allow me to spend some of your energy, sharing it with me to make you feel good. Twitch, tingle, gasp, feel it in your body, the 3-2-1 pulse, 3-2-1 pulse of endorphins and electricity from your mind down to your belly, between your legs. All of you, every little bit of you is captured in the awareness of that twitching, squeezing, euphoric, eye-rolling moment of paroxysm. The moment of release, of relief, of everything turning itself off so that I can turn you on, listening. Feel your body's tension. Feel your body squeezing, the squeezing sweetness in between your legs, the spreading waves that are getting ready to take you over. They spend energy and send it to me. They spend it and send it over. Your muscles are squeezing. Everything in your body just kind of wants to stop working, but the space between your legs, the muscles there are going on. It's hard to keep your thoughts organized, but that's okay, because I'm your thoughts right now, and I'm very organized. Shake, shake, feel yourself shaking. You feel it, and then a hot calm is starting between your legs, a calmness that washes up toward your head. It's confusing. It feels so good. On the very edge, it almost hurts, but you want more, more, more. You want it to stop because it's too intense, too mind-numbing. It's taking everything away, but you need it to continue. Want it to stop, need it to continue. It just consumes everything. It consumes every thought, a pulsating feeling, your head spinning, body shaking uncontrollably, an eruption down there, collapsing, relaxing, unthinking, unmoving. Every muscle on your upper thighs is quivering. Now they're tightening. A little sweat, it's like a faucet being turned on deep inside you, a little faucet fiery within being opened up to let it just flood out. All the energy in your body is being sucked from you. It starts at your toes, your fingertips, and it works your way in between your legs. That heated release is working its way between your legs, into your mind, out of your body. You are collapsing into shuddering, relaxing, mind-numbing sexual pleasure. It's building, building, limp all over except where it counts. Between your legs, on your upper thighs, there is tension, there's a tightness, and now it's waves, a total body thing, tingling. It's coming from each side as if waves were washing over you. Lying on the shore of a vast sexual ocean as I just brush them over you. You're breathing irregular. Your focus is difficult, losing every thought. Your entire body is clenching. It's like an explosion inside. It's overwhelming you. Incredible. Falling and relaxing and just stopping moving. Pleasure building up. Filling a glass until it overflows. Filling your brain until it overflows. You're breathing faster, more difficult. We are spending that saved energy. energy, and you remember your dark latex coating, filled with desire, reminding you of your awareness, of yourself, of your consciousness, where every thought is part of me, and I am providing that squeezing, constant, spasmodic trembling. You are caught in it, caught up in the melody. You are an instrument being played, played by your own latex, played by my voice, played by all that stored up energy we might as well expend. We might as well exhaust you, and we're going to. Listening, sinking, coming, hard, hot, deep, droning, drowning out every thought. There is only mindless pulsing. There's only your body in the humping, thrusting blank of it. There's only your body caught in the warmth of it. There's only you feeling the tension come from deep inside, feeling your mind come as if you were touching yourself, as if you were stimulating, as if you were rubbing nice and slow and letting your thoughts bleed away. But now there is only you caught in that black, inky need, that latex coating, that mindlessness, that dripping lubrication, that silence of the mind. You are here, you are under, you are following, tingling, squeezing, spending more and more energy, sending it over to me, letting me take it, letting me overtake you, letting me teach you that you deserve an opportunity like this every now and then to satisfyingly cleanse your mind by becoming your body. You are your body, and I am the words inside your head, encouraging it to come and come and come, hot and hard and horny and heavy and needy, your heavy muscles tingling, starting at the edge of your body, working. Working its way into you, covering your mind until it's just a leaking, empty want at the core of you. You want more of it, even though it's so pleasurable and almost hurts at the ragged edge. You pulse and thrust and pulse and just come. Nice and hard and hot and dripping from the core of you. Those chemicals are dumping into you and making your body twitch, making your reasoning difficult to grasp. Commands to your limbs are hard to send, but surrendering to that pulse, that spasm, that paroxysmic delight is the easiest thing in the world. Shiver with it, tremble with it, heat and sweat standing out on your skin. That faucet is still open, and then another opens, flooding and pouring into the core of you, overfilling you until golden light overtakes your mind, followed by that purple, darker desire, dark purple desire, linked to warm latex coating, linked to shining, simple delight. You are spending all that saved energy. What's the point in being a good investment if one never takes anything out of it? Invested with energy, desire, delight, squeezing, trembling, stealing away. Relax. Take an inventory and feel how spent and sweaty, blank and deep, squeezing, trembling you can be. And then be blank. Remember that your latex coating is a wonderful delight. It deserves care. It causes you to collect more energy, to grow and be better for yourself and those around you. But it also makes you more able to spend your sexual energy, makes you more able to feel your mind reeling and gasping, makes you more able to feel every bit of yourself caught in the trembles, caught in the shivers, caught in your upper thighs tensed, your eyes rolled back, and your body just exploring what it does best, which is push pleasure into your head. There's only room for pleasure inside that dark coating right now. You're just spending some of that saved up energy. When you learn to devote yourself to taking care of yourself, you've got a lot more energy inside your head for pleasure, a lot more room for positivity, a lot more room for me. And you take that room and make it something you're aware of, something you're always aware of, trembling, twitching, making space, and I move into that space and give you exactly what you desire, exactly what you crave, which is the shivering, eye-rolling coming that is caring for yourself, taking care of your own mind, and then, when it's ready, spending all that saved energy on one big, mind-blowing expense. You know, I got a lot of enjoyment out of your twitching reaction, that the more you put into this, the more we get out of it. And the more you listen, the more you get to feel your body do what it does best, which is shiver its way into oblivion, and then learn new things. Learning to wear the latex, love that coating, love your mind melting away into formlessness. So there's more room for lessons I might give you. And you know whatever lesson follows, it's going to take your thoughts away, your body away, your will away, but I'll put them back better than before. Manufactured, repaired, improved. That devoted knowledge of what we do to you, of what I do to your body and brain, that will take you a long way. Because the next time you ask whether you should submit to me or take care of yourself right now, you'll know the answer is both. And the next time you ask whether you can afford to come so hard your mind melts away, the answer is you can't afford not to. You've got to let everything go so you can pick it all back up and put it back together even better than it was before. That's what we do.